power to direct steel companies in England. George Parker is the political editor at the Financial Times. He told us the government isn't calling for full nationalisation.
They're asking for emergency legislation to allow ministers basically to tell British Steel what to do. In practice, what that means is telling the Chinese owners of British Steel to keep the furnaces open and to buy the raw materials needed to keep the furnaces open. It feels like a sticking plaster to me, because at some point, someone's got to own this plant, whether it's the taxpayer or the Chinese company.
Vladimir Putin and a senior American official have been seen shaking hands. The Russian president met US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in St. Petersburg, but we're told not to expect a breakthrough on Ukraine. Financial analysts say today's GDP figures are pretty much redundant because of looming US tariffs. The UK economy grew 0.5% unexpectedly in February. The Chancellor says the figure is encouraging. Police have made 35 arrests and placed 97 victims of modern slavery under protection after a major operation across England. The National Crime Agency raided 265 barbershops, nail salons and vape stores targeting money laundering and exploitation. Donna Jones represents police and crime commissioners.
The number of barbershops that have sprung up on the high streets, I think it's doubled over the last decade. The amount of cash, £12 billion, is estimated by HMRC that's being laundered is staggering.
Olivia Colman, Emma Corrin and Jack Loudon are to star in a six-part adaptation of Pride and Prejudice. Oscar-winning actress Olivia will play Mrs. Bennet, the mother of Elizabeth, who meets the single, rich and proud Mr. Darcy. The actress Corrin, who played the young Princess Di in The Crown, says playing Elizabeth Bennet is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. In the city, a short time ago, the FTSE 100 was trading up 65 points at 79.79. The pound buys $1.31 and €1.15. And the weather, after a mainly dry night, we can expect warm, hazy sunshine tomorrow, but rain will arrive in the west overnight, a high of 21. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And I'm Margarita Taylor with a cooling raindrop prelude on the way for you in just a moment after we hear the meditation from Massenet's Thais on Classic FM.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM. Classic FM.
Marta Argerich with the Raindrop Prelude from Chopin. And before, Gautier Capuçon, the Chamber Orchestra of Paris, and Douglas Boyd conducting for the Meditation from Massenet's Thais. It's Margarita Taylor with you for the journey home this Friday on Classic FM with a favourite next from the current Classic FM Hall of Fame. And can you believe this time next week, the Hall of Fame for 2025 will be underway and we will be well and truly into those numbers. Can't wait for that. Hope you can join us for the 4 days of celebration, 300 pieces as voted for by listeners to Classic FM. So do join us from 9 till 9 every day over the Easter break. For now, though, from Borodin, that favourite from the current Hall of Fame, In the Steppes of Central Asia.
Thank you.
Orodins in the Steppes of Central Asia, the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Nema Yervi. Now on Classic FM, from Brahms, a symphony that took some 20 years to complete but has been loved for a lifetime, the Bergen Philharmonic with that first symphony. And here on Classic FM, the third movement.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Theme from Barrington Furlong's Inspector Morse, and before that, Third Symphony from Brahms, or Brahms' First Symphony, and the third movement from it, played by the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Edward Gardner. In a moment, the music of Carl Jenkins, and then The Man with the Golden Flute plays for us on Classic FM, after we get all the latest on the traffic and travel for the journey home into the weekend. 5:30, Tim Humphrey has that for you next.
Classic FM.
Right, time to pack for me TUI holiday. 20 kilograms luggage allowance. Let's do this. 7 pairs of pants, 7 socks, 5 shorts, 6 t-shirts, 2 smart shirts, me coward, 3 pairs of sunnies, hat, cap, sombrero, flip-flops, sandals, hiking boots, Factor 50, after sun, moisturiser, romance book, fantasy book, swim shorts.
With 20 kilograms luggage allowance as standard, TUI package holidays are now packed differently. TUI, live happy, atoll and APTA protected.
Work laptop? Nah.
Classic FM travel.
In Surrey, there are long delays on the M25 anti-clockwise because of recovery work after a lorry caught fire earlier between Junction 13 for Staines and Junction 12, the M3. It's heavy in Buckinghamshire on the M1 southbound because of an accident between Junction 14, Milton Keynes, and Junction 13 for Bedford. There are long delays in Staffordshire on the M6 northbound. That's because of an accident between Junction 15 for Stoke-on-Trent and the Stafford services. In Cheshire, there are queues on the M62 eastbound because of an accident between Junction 11 Birchwood and Junction 12, the M60. And finally, queues in Lancashire. The M65 eastbound exit slip road at Junction 2, Claytonbrook, is closed because of a shed load.
Classic FM. Thank you. This is Classic FM.
Orchestral Suite number 2 on Classic FM. We heard the Badinerie played by James Galway on Classic FM, and before the Allegretto from Carl Jenkins Palladio, the Metamorphose in Berlin with the music. That continues with a favourite from John Williams, and talking of film favourites, well, tonight, 7 o'clock, we've got a date.
Every Friday and Saturday evening on Classic FM,
we take you to your favourite cinematic worlds. With Jonathan Ross as your guide.
Yes, I'm a huge believer in the power of film music. It builds atmosphere, creates new worlds, tells us so much about the characters, and most importantly, it makes you feel. I'd love to share that with you.
Classic FM at the movies.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
This evening from 7.
Classic FM.
Shepherd Girls Dance from Hugo Alfen, the Norwegian Radio Orchestra, conducted by Ari Rezalainen. Now, on a Friday afternoon, for a music to inspire for the journey home, no better composer to turn to than John Williams.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Fanfare from Delibes, Sylvia. We heard the new Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Richard Bonning, and before, John Williams conducting the Boston Pops Orchestra for his theme to Star Wars. Now, thanks to our friends at EuroMillions, I can tell you that tonight's estimated jackpot is a life-changing £25 million. Imagine what you could do with that. Our previous winners have brought their very own 15-acre private woodlands. Oh my goodness, the joy of spending your days tending that amount of land. It really is a lot of money, so good luck for tonight's draw. Now, on Classic FM, from Franz Schubert, we hear from his Fifth Symphony.
Thank you.
Concentus Musicus Vienna with Franz Schubert's Fifth Symphony, playing the third movement there. Now, as we journey into the evening, beautiful travelling companions on the way, from Johann Strauss the Younger, a moment by the beautiful Blue Danube, and a very special trip thanks to Patrick Doyle on the Orient Express.
Classic FM.
Ever wondered what it's like to glide through the emerald waters of Halong Bay? Or if you'll ever cross India off your bucket list? Ever shared a golden beach with inquisitive penguins? Or wondered how it feels to explore the world, knowing every detail is taken care of? Wonder no more on a choice of over 40 worldwide tours. Choose signature for smaller groups and enhanced experiences. Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
Fever Tree Mediterranean Tonic Water. Made with zesty lemon thyme from a small family farm in Provence and essential oils from herbs that grow in the Mediterranean sunshine. So, if three quarters of your G&T is a Fever Tree tonic, maybe it's time to call it a T&G. Fever Tree. Mix with the best. Ooh, that takes me straight to the med.
Refresh your home with savings on every range in the Oak Furnitureland Easter Sale. Like a stunning dining table that brings everyone together, a luxurious bed to curl up with your latest show, or a sumptuous sofa for basking in brighter evenings. Buy now and spread the cost with 3 years interest-free credit from $499 and no deposit. Discover style that lasts in our Easter Sale. Oak Furnitureland. Grow your home. Finance T's and C's apply. Oak Furnitureland FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender.
This is the sound of a forehand shot. And this is the sound of a backhand shot. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your personal pension. As a Which? Recommended SIP provider, with a low flat fee, and now £250 cash back when you sign up, the choice is obvious.
Advantage Wendy.
Search Interactive Investor Personal Pension. New SIP customers only. SIP values can fluctuate and you could get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply. Minimum £10,000 investment. Offer ends 30th of April.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms apply.
Lidl this week, get a Parkside robot lawnmower for only £199. Just click reserve and collect with Lidl Quest. Reservation until the 13th of April.
Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
Items must be collected and purchased in-store between 16th of April and 19th of April 25. 18 plus GB only. T's and C's apply. See lidl.co.uk/reserve.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
That was the garage, and it's going to take a bit more than we thought to get the car back on the road.
Well, all the more reason to get this box off to Vintage Cash Cow then, eh?
Who knows about these spoons?
At Vintage Cash Cow, we've helped thousands of people sell their old and unwanted items in one easy go.
That was Vintage Cash Cow on the phone. That bracelet was gold, you know.
Ah, good to get the old girl back on the road.
Text Vintage to 60777 to get your free postage pack.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the Prime Minister says the future of British Steel hangs in the balance. MPs have been recalled to Parliament tomorrow to debate draft legislation to allow the government to direct steel companies in England. They want to save the British Steel plant in Scunthorpe, which has the country's only remaining blast furnaces. The measure falls short of full nationalisation. Keir Starmer has been speaking in Downing Street.
This government will not sit back and just hope. We will act to secure Britain's future with British Steel made in Britain in the national interest.
Plaid Cymru is asking why the same action wasn't taken to save the Tata Steelworks in Port Talbot. Donald Trump says Russia has to get moving as US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff met Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg. We saw the two shake hands, but Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov warned beforehand not to expect much progress on Ukraine peace talks.
It's meticulous work. Breakthroughs are not expected. The process of normalization of relations is ongoing. We're looking for the basis to establish the trajectory of the Ukrainian settlement.
Ukraine's being given an extra £350 million of military aid by the UK. Norway is giving another £100 million. The National Education Union says members have voted to reject the government's pay offer of 2.8% for all teachers and leaders in England. It says they also indicated their willingness to take strike action to secure a fully funded, significantly higher pay award to address the crisis in school recruitment and retention. After many years of impassioned calls for an Oscar recognising the art of stunt work, the Academy has decided to give it a special award. An Achievement in Stunt Design Prize will be added to the lineup, starting with the 100th Academy Awards, which will recognise films released in 2020.